are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for listening. 1-877-DOCTALI. This is an interesting email. Brian from Las Vegas writes, Doctor, I just changed a graveyard shift, and most of my medical issues are gone. No foot pain, no fatigue. Why do you recommend changing shift today when symptoms are worse in the morning? Okay, I can't explain that, all right? I don't. Usually, many of you guys have fatigue and issues, and your whole circadian rhythm is off, so I tell you, try to work a day shift and not graveyard, even though, God bless you. I mean, you know what? I think I'm having a little issue with my sounding. How's that going? All right. Hey, sorry. Brad and I are working the dials here. Hey, Brad, how's that sounding? Sound pretty good?
Yeah, that's better.
Oh, better. Good. Okay. All right. Sorry, having some equipment issues. The problem is the cats come into the studio. Yeah, we have animals. We're such animal lovers. I think they screw things up. But anyway, for those of you that keep Las Vegas happening as a 24-hour town, God bless you for doing so. You are putting your health at risk, working more graveyard than not working day shift. But we will talk about, I think that's a good topic, what type of conditions seem to be worse in the morning. Now, is it just the morning or that's when you wake up? So we're going to talk about that, all right? We'll also talk about how these attention deficit medications may be causing issues when it comes to your erections. Then, yeah, apparently something's standing at attention, right? Yeah, with these erectile ADHD medicines. Could we use attention deficit medicines for erectile dysfunction? Then there's a scientist who is saying that Wi-Fi is killing our plants. If you notice your plants are dying, it could be because of the Wi-Fi. Then, headlines today is how multivitamins apparently have no effect on your health, and we are spending money for nothing. Is that really true? So as you can see, we got an extremely busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. All right, so, okay, so you're working the night shift, and now all your morning problems are gone. Okay, that's pretty cool. First of all, I mean, if you're making more money in the night shift, all right, that could probably also, you know, cause everything to kind of feel better. And mind you, listen, you know, when I weigh the tables, that was some of the best money I ever made. Not being a doctor, it was when I weigh the tables. That was just, I mean, it was cash in hand. It was awesome. So I dig that. But, you know, what kind of conditions seem to really afflict you in the morning? All right. Well, like, for example, plantar fasciitis. When I wake up every morning, I am limping. Okay. Yes, I step on the cat, you know, and you know, I make my way to the bathroom. By the time I finish going pee, and you know how long the first morning pee is, you know, then my feet have kind of stretched out a little bit. We've talked about plantar fasciitis. So plantar fasciitis is definitely one of those early morning things, but I don't want to say it has anything to do with daylight. If you fall asleep for an extended period of time and then you wake up, you're going to have foot pain. What my guess is if some of our shift workers are only taking 4 hour stints of sleep, that may be not enough for the fascia to contract and cause your foot to go back to the, you know, the more, because plantar fasciitis is when you finally put your foot down in the morning, it's so inflamed, the plantar fascia, that it hurts because you stretch it out, whereas it didn't hurt when you were lying in bed. But if you didn't sleep long enough, it might not have gotten to that point. You see what I mean? Okay. What about bowel issues? Many people are very, very gassy first time, you know, thing in the morning, which is a huge problem for me doing a morning show. But you know, irritable bowel maybe is related to cortisol, and cortisol spikes in the morning. Now, another thing about the early morning is that is supposed to be when you are the most amorous. Okay, that cortisol spike may make you kind of horny. So sometimes early morning sex is the best sex. But brush your teeth first. I wake up a lot of times with a headache in the morning. That really blows. You know, you had a great dream, right? Aragorn took me off to Rivendell. It was a wonderful dream. I wake up all smiley, and then all of a sudden I'm like, oh, damn, I got a headache. Well, headaches seem to happen a lot of times in the middle of the night, because not so much in the middle of the night, but because of head position, fluids. They think that maybe between 4 and 8 in the morning, your endorphins and your enkephalins, these hormones that kind of deal with your pain processing are at its lowest. All right. Plus, maybe the adrenaline, you know, could be spiking in the morning with your glucagon and your cortisol. So headaches are a big issue. Sometimes also you're hypoglycemic, right? If you're hypoglycemic and your sugar is low, you may get a hypoglycemic headache. All right. Also, what about the carbon dioxide buildup? That could be an issue. Maybe you're a little bit more acidotic. Who knows? So those could be an issue. Of course, I get sore throats, you know, early morning. It's because my mouth is open when I sleep and I'm like, ugh. All right. So sometimes you could have that drying out. That could happen though anytime you sleep, you know, whether you go to sleep or not. If you're sick, sometimes the sleep makes the cold get better and then you may not notice that. We need to talk about tinnitus or tinnitus, the ringing in the ears. That seems to bother a lot of us, and we'll notice that a lot of times that will peak early morning. I always get nervous about heart attacks and stroke first thing in the morning. We notice some plaque rupture could happen, certain inflammation because of your sleep apnea. So some of these issues could be sleep apnea. Many people are very depressed first thing in the morning. Okay? Now, the sunlight is supposed to help that, but maybe you're depressed because of the stress hormone cortisol going up. Maybe it's because you were apneic during your sleep. Maybe it's because you had a bad dream. Your serotonin could be low. So a lot of times you could be more depressed early morning. So, you know, early morning, a lot of things could happen. What about arthritis pain? We're stiff. I am so stiff. When I get up in the morning, I don't know how I'm going to get to work. And then all of a sudden, things start to move. I use some WD-40. And I'm good. Those of us with a little bit of fibromyalgia will also notice issues. And cough is a biggie. You know, coughs could happen as well first thing in the morning because things settled, et cetera. Not to mention you have the acid. When you have reflux, the acid seems to come up. So, you know, I don't know if so much you're changing the shift helps all this as much as you're having a prolonged, nice 7 to 8 hours block of sleep. But great question. All right, guys, let's talk about erections when we come back. 1-877-DOC-DALY.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Do you know how much the dollar has lost in its value against other currencies in the last 90 days? Ever think about how inflation will change your life, your savings, your retirement plans? Remember inflation in Zimbabwe, Argentina, the Weimar Republic? Put another way, who cares if your investments go up 10%, but you lose 40% of your purchasing power? Gold is the only monetary asset as no one else's liability. Gold still buys the same amount of stuff it always did. Gold does not require trust in a third party. You can possess it in your hand. You can take it with you. Gold is real money. Gold is honest money. My name is Daniel Larson from Midas Resources. To find out how you can protect your savings and roll over your IRA funds into precious metals accounts, please call me at 800-686-2237, extension 134. That's 800-686-2237, extension 134. 800-686-2237, extension 134.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, A-L-K-A-Vision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communication Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Brad, who is working the dials. And a big thanks to you all for tuning in so diligently. Remember to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So, the FDA is now warning that attention deficit drugs may cause long, painful, and rare erections. All right. The agency, I guess, in a notice on its website, said its review documented the problem formerly known as priapism. We've talked about priapism, right, where the blood flow does not rescind. The blood flow stays in the penis. That can be pretty painful. All right. And they said that they saw it even in males as young as 8 years old, little boys. All right. The chemical is the active ingredient of Novartis, AG, Ritalin, and Johnson & Johnson's Concerta. They said generic forms of both drugs are also widely used. Now, drug labels of the products are supposed to be updated, but we didn't realize that even young boys, even if they haven't reached puberty, could be having painful erections. Now, for any of you that have ever had a little boy, all right, you know what I'm talking about. Little boys don't have to go through puberty to have erections. In fact, babies will sit there, right, and they'll be giggling. You're changing their diaper, right, and maybe it's because of the cool air, or or something, or because it's getting dry or clean or something. I mean, it's like, the sun gets blocked. Okay. I mean, that would scare me when my kids, because I'm a doctor for crying out loud, but I just didn't realize. I mean, dad's endowed, but not that endowed. And I was a little frightened, and I did. I brought one of the kids to the urologist. I'm like, this is kind of big. He's like, no, that's normal. I was like, okay, maybe I need a daughter because I can handle with the girl puberty stuff a lot better. But these are boys. I mean, boys will get, morning erections, etc. But what's scary is if any of these boys are actually being treated with attention deficit hyperactivity disorder medications, that could unfortunately cause more of a risk. Now, there's a non-stimulant drug also used, right, known as Strattera. This has also been linked to priapism in young children, teenagers, and adults. I guess the chemical name for Strattera is the atomoxetine, and I guess that seems to even be a greater risk than the methylphenidate products that were the older forms of medicine that we use for attention deficit as well. So they say that healthcare professionals need to be cautious, according to the FDA, when considering changing patients to the Strattera from the methylphenidate. Now, for some of you going, okay, wait a second, okay, glasses half full on this one, Dr. Dahlia, maybe I could be using ADD medicines now for my erectile dysfunction. Yeehaw! No. Okay, no, that's not what we're trying to push here, okay? By the way, did you see how doctors were ripped a new one today in the news that were over-prescribing attention deficit medications? You see, I told you, doctors are always looked upon as the bad guy. See, I don't write attention deficit medications because I don't feel that I could start a person on a medication. I just do not feel adequate in terms of when to take them off. Okay, I cannot get into arguments with patients on when to take them off. People do not want to go off their ADD meds or the ADHD medicines. And because I don't have an exit plan for them, I just don't even start. I can't. And I refer them to somebody who can then come up with a plan. Because one thing that's been being reported in the news is that pharmaceutical companies are making money, doctors are making money, and these people cannot get off their ADHD medicines. They're on it for life. Well, I mean, this is what I've been telling you guys for years, okay? Whether they're addictive in nature or habit-forming or none of the above, if you have difficulty, controlling your thought process and needing the help with the attention, and many people do, and they unfortunately suffer from this, then these medications are curing you. All they're doing is managing. So they're only going to work while you're on them, which means if the doctor says, all right, you've been on them now 10, 15 years, even though most studies say it doesn't affect the heart, you're running out of insurance, you don't want to be on the medicine, we'll take you off, people will revert back to their attention deficit or hyperactivity symptoms. So if these medications aren't curing you, then what we're doing is managing. Now, some people need management, okay? They need to get through grade school. Some of them then say, well, wait a second, I need to get through high school. Then some are like, well, wait a second, I got into college, and I got a scholarship, all right? I need to keep this up. So then they stay in college. Then they get a job. They're like, wait a second, right? I got a meeting with the vice president. I can't go off of it now. I just got hired. I don't want to lose my job. And so, when do you get these people off their medications? All right. Now, some of them just naturally go off their medications. They're out of school. They don't want to spend the money. They don't want to go to the doctor for it. They don't have time. They don't have access. That's understandable. So there's many people that go off their medications, and they do as well as they can. But, people who truly have attention deficit disorder, they could be on these medications lifelong. Now, before the media starts saying, oh, the doctors are making money and the pharmaceutical companies are making money, hold the horses, okay? People are coming to us with a condition, all right? We're supposed to help treat or manage a condition. Are you going to accuse hairdressers of being money hungry? Oh, well, they make you believe that you can't have roots and you can't have gray hair. No, they don't. Hairdressers and stylists are doing a job. We want to go to them for our roots. Well, I mean, hypothetically, I hear some of us have root issues that they need to go to a hairstylist for. All right? I mean, they're there for a job. Okay, you go there, they're not manipulating you. They're not, yeah, of course they, you know, they should market their clients and they should market their office. They should, you know, market their, business. They're allowed to do that. Okay, but they're not manipulating us into, wanting to dye our gray hair. All right. And if anybody accused them of that, they'd kind of look like idiots. Well, same thing with us doctors. If you have trouble concentrating and you know that there's medication out there, you're going to go where? Okay, to the supermarket? No, you're gonna, although maybe later, eventually you will. No, you're gonna go to your doctor. That's what we're here for. Now, mind you, doctors, of course, are always behind the eight ball in terms of criticism and media because they think we make more money than the average employee out there. Well, Obamacare fixed that, so no, we're not. And since our expenses are so high, most doctors are leaving. Alright, I had more money in my pocket, in my wallet, in my bank when I waited tables. No, that's because you suck as a doctor, Dahlia. No, it's not because I suck. It's because, and thank you for that comment. It's because the expenses are, yeah, maybe I do. No, I mean, the expenses are high. All right. So whatever money I bring in, most of it goes to overhead. So no, all right. I didn't have any overhead when I waited tables. All I had to do was stuff my bra. It was nice. No, I didn't have to. But anyway, so, you know, going back to our doctors over prescribing. I think what a doctor needs to do with any medication, whether it be a diabetic medication, a cholesterol medication, an antibiotic, etc., is talk about the entrance and the exit. What is the exit plan for any illness you're treating? Dr. Dolly, I have a bronchitis. I want a Z-Pack. Okay, well, you're going to be taking a Z-Pack, but after that Z-Pack, if it's even warranted, okay, you may have a viral bronchitis, but if the Z-Pack's even warranted, you may have some post-inflammatory gook that you're coughing up. You may be coughing, you may be sneezing. Still, that doesn't mean you have to run and get another antibiotic. All right? You know, you need to talk about the exit. Okay, well, your cholesterol is high. I'm going to start you on a medication. If the medication works, we're going to renew it. All right? Then how long are we going to renew it for, doctor? Well, it depends. If you get your diet in order, if you get your diabetes in order, your thyroid in order, we may be able to try you off the cholesterol medication. If you're only about 150 pounds and you're a male and you have genetic tendencies towards heart attacks in the family, there's a chance you're going to be on this for life. Well, same thing with attention deficit medicine. Okay? You need to have that conversation with the parent, with the patient, that this is a medication that they may be on for life. And what is the plan? And most parents that bring their child in, most adults who want the medication, they're not looking at the future. They're like, I just want it now to see if it works, or I heard it works, or I tried my friends. I just want it now. I'm not thinking of the future. Well, you gotta think of the future. Because, you know, once you try this medicine and you're like, oh, wow, you know, I could function, then you're going to want it. Yeah, maybe it's not, quote, unquote, addictive per se, but you could definitely get into the habit of taking it, hence habit forming. What about Ambien? Okay, well, we're going to give you a medication to sleep, but what if it works? Okay, we know what to do if a medication doesn't work. You call the office and you yell at the nurse and, you know, to get the doctor out of the room to yell at the doctor. But what happens if the medicine works? Now what? All right, this medicine helped your sleep. Well, now what? Are you going to be in here every month wanting prescriptions? Are you going to be asking for refills? Are you going to consider sleep therapy? I mean, what happens if this medicine works? Now what? And this is not a conversation a lot of people have with their doctor. Because, you know, they're like, well, you know, with Obamacare, I'm not going to be seeing you anyway. You're going to be going out of business, so I'll just deal with another doctor. No, no, no. The day you start any of these long-term medications is the day you also need to discuss your exit plan. Okay? Comprende, Stu? Don't go away. We'll be right back. We're going to talk about multivitamins. Are they a crock? Or is the media overblowing this? 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Woulda, coulda, shoulda. Yeah, buying them another sweater, game, or other holiday gift they didn't need was nice. But this season, why not take the easy road, the safer road, and the smarter road? Get those you love something they do need. Give the gift of preparedness with Freeze Dry Guy gift cards. Since 1970, the veteran-owned Freeze Dry Guy has been your trusted source for emergency preparedness with easy-to-make, delicious freeze-dried foods and dehydrated foods. These long-lasting foods are lifesavers, which come with added comfort, confidence, and convenience, perfect for any power outage, natural disaster, political crisis, or emergency at home, such as job loss or illness. Call Freeze Dry Guy now at 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com. You can't predict what's going to happen to your loved ones, but when it does, you can have them ready with gift cards from freezedryguy.com.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
That's the sound of a .44 Magnum and Trauma Max, a high-tech hybrid Kevlar bulletproof vest from InfidelBodyArmor.com. We'll stop it and most pistol rounds. Trauma Max is a major breakthrough in pistol-rated body armor, and prices start at just $170 per insert. More protection, more stopping power, more mobility, and it weighs less than 5 pounds. Get details at InfidelBodyArmor.com. That's I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com.
Hi, I'm Ed Krell, CEO of Destination Maternity. We proudly support the March of Dimes work to reduce the rate of premature birth. The numbers have gone down in the past 5 years, but still, nearly 500,000 babies are born too soon in the United States each year. We're helping the March of Dimes fund cutting-edge research and community programs to help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.com.
The boogie woogie flu. It is flu season. Many of you guys are taking vitamins to avoid getting the rockin' pneumonia and the boogie woogie flu. I love the rockin' pneumonia and the boogie woogie flu. I think it's cool. I was doing the dance. One of my patients turned out being pregnant, getting pregnant, right? So I'm kind of doing the dance. And I didn't realize I dance very poorly. I need to learn how to dance. And I need to learn how to sing. Yeah, and broadcast. Yes, I need to learn how to broadcast. Yep, that's on my list. Thank you for reminding me. This is the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Remember to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So we're being told this morning that multivitamins are a waste of money. What? A waste of money? Multivitamins? I have been on Flintstones since the second grade. Are you kidding me? Really? How do you think I get so energetic in the morning? But I gotta tell you, this is something that we knew was coming. Okay, once we started to get these studies coming out going, wait a second, these calcium supplements may cause heart disease. We see quote-unquote early death in women who take multivitamins, and you're like, what are you talking about? All right, well, remember, okay, nobody regulates the vitamin industry, and the government is not involved, and the government does not want you spending money. Now, remember, we're going towards a socialized society here, okay? I know this is a democratic country. God bless us. Capitalism is supposed to reign, but we're going towards socialism. All right? And with socialism, the government is going to definitely give us their 2 cents on what we should be spending money on and what we shouldn't. Okay? All right? Now, these multivitamins are a huge industry. A huge industry. Some of us love them. Some of us swear by our vitamins. Some of us go, you know, I really don't do jack diddly squat. All right. Well, where's the science? Well, the science right now, I guess there's been 2 studies out now, but this one was an editorial published in this week's Annals of Internal Medicine, says using supplements and multivitamins to prevent chronic conditions is a, quote, waste of money. This is being reported by CNN. All right. They say the vitamin and supplement industry is based on anecdote. People saying, I take this and it makes me better. This is according to Dr. Edgar Miller, professor of medicine and epidemiology at Johns Hopkins University School of Medicine and co-author of this editorial. He says this myth is perpetuated, but when you put it to the test, there's no evidence to benefit in the long term. It can't prevent mortality, stroke, or heart attack. So the editorial is entitled Enough is Enough. Stop wasting money on vitamin and mineral supplements. Now, actually, correct me. This is 3 studies, they say, all right, has looked at the effects of vitamins on preventing heart attacks and cancer, as well as improving cognitive and function in men older than 65. All 3 studies were also published in this week's Annals of Internal Medicine. None of these vitamins address anals. Now, the first study was a meta-analysis, I guess, where they looked at 27 studies of 450,000 participants. They found no effect on multivitamins on cardiovascular disease and cancer. Then they actually saw that it really didn't save lives. People took them, still died, right? Smokers who took beta-carotene supplements still died of lung cancer. All right. When taking multivitamins to prevent a second heart attack, again, no proof that it helped. All right. Then there was another study looking at 1,700 patients who previously had heart attacks. They were assigned to take 3 multivitamins. 50% of patients stopped their medication, so the authors could not conclude. Then the final study looked at 6,000 men older than 65 who had taken a multivitamin or a placebo for 12 years. They were given cognitive functioning tests, and they found no difference between the age groups. Okay, now, some of you are like, well, wait a second here. Come on. I've been taking these vitamins for a year. I don't get sick. All right. Now, okay, as a family practice doctor, yes, I have to go by the science. But as your radio host, okay, and as Dr. Dahlia, all right, I have to, be in the non-doctor role and say, you know, I kind of dig where you're going with this. Okay. If you have a ritual that you do, and you think that this ritual is keeping you from getting the flu or keeping you from getting sick, I have seen time and time again people going off their ritual and them getting sick. So I have no problem if my patients say they always have to have their green tea in the morning followed by a marshmallow and then eat a celery stick for lunch and then take their Flintstones vitamin or whatever they do. You know what? I'm not going to mess with it. If I don't think it's hurting you, I'm not going to mess with it. So if you think that your multivitamin and whatever ritual you're doing is keeping you in this cycle where your body, it can predict what it's getting, because you know how bodies do well when there's a predictable rhythm, as opposed to people who travel all the time or who poop at different times during the day or eat different times during the day. Those of us that have a very monotonous schedule where our body gets the same thing every day. The body, I mean, not in terms of like smoking and drinking, but in terms of what it thinks it's getting nutrient wise. I dig that. I understand that you may want to stick to that. Do I think multivitamins stop the heart attack? Oh, hell no. No, I don't think multivitamins stop heart attacks. No. Do I think taking a multivitamin a day will allow you to live longer? No. No, I don't. I don't. But if you still want to take them, I have no problem with that. What I dislike is those of you taking 10,000% RDA of a vitamin. All right. I dig the recommended daily allowances. I like those. I'm okay with those. But once you start overdoing it, I get a little nervous. Why? Because you're not taking these vitamins in natural form. You're not eating the broccoli, eating the spinach. You're taking it in a chalky substrate. Well, I mean, is that the real vitamin? All right. Do you know what you're getting? Do these vitamins actually contain the amount of vitamins they're claiming? Who's watching them? Now, I'm a fan of some brands that have been out for a while, like Centrum. A lot of my patients will take Centrum or Centrum Silver. I'm fine with that. The reason why I take Gummy Vites or I take Flintstones is because I don't like to swallow pills. So I'd rather kind of stop it. Stop giggling. I like, you know, chewing on something sweet in the morning. So I'll, you know, take my vitamins. Do I religiously take them? No. Do I religiously try to get some vitamins in me through natural food? Absolutely. Now, many of you will say, well, Dahlia, you know, I eat like crap. That's why I take the vitamins. All right. I mean, you're getting something, okay? But I would rather you not pop a pill when you could actually eat vegetables or juice or something. All right. And then some of you go, well, wait a second, Dahlia, what about the ground being depleted of nutrients? So the average fruit and vegetable has half the number of nutrients than they used to back in the 1920s. Well, I don't know. Okay, I mean, I really don't know how they could measure. One of my science fair projects in high school, by the way, I won first place out of all the high schools, was how to test for vitamin C composition in fruit, okay? But it didn't really quantify to the milligrams. It just quantitated more versus less. So I don't know how much you're getting. Do we really know how much the body actually needs to a T? All we know is people eating healthy and people eating less processed food seem to do better. So that's what I live by. Do as little processed foods as better. If you don't have to chug a diet soda and you could drink some water or some natural fruit juice instead, I would say do that. Okay? I mean, we've talked about vitamin D. You know, my patients who have low vitamin D, they're taking thousands upon thousands of milligrams in vitamin D capsules or pills. Yet my golfers have no problem with their vitamin D. You can't put nature into a pill. You can't. Okay? I can't stand milk products. I do not like milk or cottage cheese. I'm just not a milk drinker. Yes, I do dig the cheddar cheese. I'll eat some cheese. Okay. But, you know, me taking calcium in chalky form, maybe it helps some heartburn, but I get nervous taking a chalky form substrate. You know, I get so mad at my patients who say, Dahlia, I'm not going to take your cholesterol medication to prevent the heart attack because I'm taking all these natural supplements. And you have, you know, they bring in 8 bottles of pills. I go, how is that natural? Okay, if you're telling me you're eating kale or seaweed natural, you could use the natural. But you running and taking all these extra pills so you avoid one pharmaceutical, no, that's still not natural, people. So in terms of multivitamins, if you like what you're doing, fine. Is there science saying it's going to prolong your life? No, there's not science. Do what you will with it, okay? Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old." My body has changed dramatically. I'm a cyclist. Normally, I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100 degree heat, and then I'd take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
For a health and taste sensation you'll love, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
Woulda, coulda, shoulda. Yeah, buying them another sweater, game, or other holiday gift they didn't need was nice. But this season, why not take the easy road, the safer road, and the smarter road? Get those you love something they do need. Give the gift of preparedness with Freeze Dry Guy gift cards. Since 1970, the veteran-owned Freeze Dry Guy has been your trusted source for emergency preparedness with easy-to-make, delicious freeze-dried foods and dehydrated foods. These long-lasting foods are lifesavers, which come with added comfort, confidence, and convenience, perfect for any power outage, natural disaster, political crisis, or emergency at home, such as job loss or illness. Call Freeze Dry Guy now at 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com. You can't predict what's going to happen to your loved ones, but when it does, you can have them ready with gift cards from freezedryguy.com.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Well, this is interesting. I'm looking at one of the headlines right here from Fox. Grizzly bears are able to maintain their health despite having obesity, high blood pressure, and cholesterol. I don't know much about grizzly bears because I don't really get too close to them. But according to this one article on the Wall Street Journal, they're like, maybe we need to be studying grizzly bears instead of rats. All right. Dr. Corbett is a scientist at Amgen, which is a pharmaceutical maker, is conducting his research on grizzly bears. He says that grizzly bears can take in as much as 58,000 calories in a day, can weigh 1,000 pounds, and maybe this could reshape our understanding of obesity and identify new treatments, you know, for these conditions that are affecting us, like diabetes, high cholesterol, etc. I guess it's Ursus arctos horribilis. Okay, I guess is that the genus and species name for a grizzly bear? All right, you know, they can lift heavy trees. I guess they get sex. They're hairy. You know, I mean, a lot of men, you know, aspire to be a grizzly bear. All right, and then they also hibernate. I guess before hibernating, they could pack away apples, berries, salmon. They put on 100 extra pounds under their fur. I guess their bad cholesterol jumps. They have blood pressure spikes. And remember, they aren't covered by Obamacare, so something's going right. But unlike humans, I guess, their health doesn't suffer. Their arteries don't clog. So if they don't have clogged arteries and they don't turn diabetic, what the hell is going on in a grizzly bear that needs to go on in us humans? Now, I don't know what the average lifespan is of a grizzly bear. I don't know. I got to look that up. Some of you guys may know that. I know my husband would know. But that's pretty cool. So I'm, while they're studying grizzly bears, I'll keep you guys posted. I guess they're doing echocardiograms on these guys. I think they're also doing angiograms. Now, might I say, please be careful, okay? You know, if you're going to do an angiogram, right, or try to cap, right, one of these bears, I would probably use just a little bit extra sedation, especially if they weigh 1,000 pounds. I guess they're also looking at lemon sharks. I don't know much about lemon sharks, but my guess is they love those little lemon cookies. What are those lemon things I like? Are they called lemon squares? I am not a big lemon fan, but if you have a lemon square, I will push aside the brownies to leap with the little powdered sugar. Damn, those are good. I haven't had a lemon square in years because I haven't been invited to a party where somebody serves them. I don't know what it is. It's like crumbly, and then there's like a lemon jelly thing, and then there's like powdered sugar. Oh my gosh. Okay, so if they're looking at lemon sharks, ask them where they get those. All right. Apparently, they've been studying sharks' immune system. All right. Apparently, they look at their blood vessels and all sorts of good stuff. We don't really care about the sharks. We care about the grizzlies. All right. So I'll keep you guys posted on that. That was a cool headline that kind of caught my eye. I was like, oh, that's interesting. Okay. Now, that's interesting. Unfortunately, the way I conveyed it wasn't interesting, but it was interesting to me. Wi-Fi killing our house plants. Now, I don't know about you all. I really, you know, dig plants, and I've always wanted to have a greenhouse and all that, but I suck at plants. They all seem to die, and I think it's because I'm just never home. You know, so what I do is I load them up with water, and I hope that it'll do, and unfortunately, it doesn't. And, you know, so I come home at night, and I forget to water the plants. And so that's an issue. But anyway, okay, apparently this was a study done by teenagers, okay? And I guess what they did is they looked at signals from Wi-Fi could damage plants. If this was a science fair project, that's pretty cool. Okay, so Liam Nielsen said, we all thought we experienced concentration problems in school if we slept with our cell phones at the bedside, and sometimes we also found a difficulty sleeping. They say, however, because they were not able to monitor their brain activity at the school in Denmark, they chose to monitor plants near wireless routers, which emit similar radio waves to mobile phones. Hey, guys, this could be a real cool science fair project. All right, for those of you that are, like, panicking that the spring science fair is coming up, okay, hopefully the teachers haven't heard this, so you guys can maybe get away with this. They go in the experiment. This is what they did, okay? They grew trays of garden cress next to Wi-Fi routers. They found that most of the seedlings died. They placed 6 trays in a room without any equipment and another 6 trays in a room next to 2 routers. Over 12 days, many of the seedlings in the Wi-Fi room turned brown and died, whereas those in the other room thrived. Wow. Now, critics, and yes, there's always critics of teenage girls doing a science fair project, claim that the cress seedlings left next to the routers probably struggled because they were dried out by the heat emitted from the devices. All right. So now there's a big debate. This was a Denmark school on the adverse health effects from mobile phones. I told you guys, I tell my kids to keep their mobile phones away from their heart and away from their scrotum. You know how we lay our cell phone? Yeah, I know. My kids can't stand me, but I'll tell them, I go, guys, keep it away from your, you know, patine. And they go, why? I go, because I think it could cause cancer. Now, again, as your radio doctor, I'm not allowed to say cell phones cause cancer, but I'm still allowed to tell you what I do with my house and what I tell my patients. I'm like, I just move it away from the body. I move it away. Now, there is right now little evidence that any of these things actually pose problems. Apparently, these are supposed to be way less emitting than a microwave. All right? But you know how many of us sit next to a Wi-Fi hotspot? How the hell do we know? They say sitting in a Wi-Fi hotspot for a year would expose you to the same dose of radio waves as making a 20-minute phone call. Yeah, but we've been told a 20-minute phone call may not be the best idea also. So they say if you want to reduce your exposure, maybe sit more than 3 feet away. Okay, now here is your science fair project. Okay, kids, this is what you need to do. Okay, get the plants and put the plants at 1 foot, 3 foot, 6 feet, 9 feet. This is what I want you to do. Okay? And then I want you to see which plants do the best. Now, you gotta plant a hell of a lot of seeds because you need to increase your sample size. So, are you guys digging me on that? And I don't know about watercress or plant cress. I don't know. Whatever seed sprouts easy in your area, do that. I live in cactus country, so I'm sure we could probably do some sort of cactus plant. But that's what I would do. So, that's how you measure. And then, of course, you could, you know, if you're worried about the humidity, I'm sure there's a way you could, quantitate that by using humidifiers at certain areas. You could put a humidifier next to each plant. You could do maybe something like that. I don't know. But I would say that would be pretty, pretty cool. All right, because I think our kids are sleeping next to their iPads, their iPods, their iMinis, their cell phone, and their computers on. What are we doing to our kids? I just get kind of nervous. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. All right, marijuana causes us to lose our memory. According to researchers at Northwestern University, regular marijuana use in teens leads to memory issues later in life. Heavy smokers are considered marijuana smokers that smoke it daily for around 3 years. They had structural abnormalities in the areas of the brain related to the memory. Okay? They also said that the appearance of the brain looked very similar to those that have schizophrenia. They say the study links the chronic use of marijuana to these concerning brain abnormalities that appear for at least a few years under... Okay, that was a very horrible sentence for me to read. Fix your radios, people. They say this is the first study of its kind that targeted key brain regions in the deep subcortical gray matter of chronic marijuana users with structural MRI. No, they are not taking volunteers. All right? Look, we know that it causes memory issues, okay? But we also know that people that smoke marijuana seem to not be using the pharmaceuticals as much. So as Obamacare probably allows medical marijuana to come into things a little bit more easily, don't forget to watch your memory. All right, guys, stay tuned. More Dr. Dahlia, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Hi, Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.